Hello, you're watching a replay of the Facebook Live. Today we're talking about how to select an Auckland customs broker and avoid these hidden costs. My name is Max and sitting next to me is Alex.
Hi guys, nice to be here again.
We are from a company called Easy Freight based in Auckland, New Zealand, and we'd love to talk to you, share our secrets, share our knowledge. We've been in the industry for nearly what?
8 years.
8 years, and a lot of people make a lot of mistakes, and it's important to paint the picture, because if you think about it, when you import two pallets or even a full container, you're gonna pay at least anywhere, I don't know, between $1,000 to $5,000 of freight to ship the goods anywhere, say from China to New Zealand. And on top of that, what else are you going to pay to your customs broker other than freight? What other costs?
Do you want to mention what we're going to talk about first?
I said we're going to talk about how to select the customs broker and avoid hidden costs.
Yeah, so why we think that it's so important to choose not just to choose the right freight forwarder, but also to choose the right customs broker is the very reason you will pay a lot of money to these guys. And you need to be 100% sure that you're paying the right amount, mm-hmm. and to the right people.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
That's why we think that there's certain things you can check when you're selecting your customs broker. Mm-hmm. And
the reason I started to talk about money, because people have to realize that customs clearance, it's not just $100. It could be a lot more if you take into account taxes, freight, mm-hmm. and other stuff. So freight, you can pay anywhere. If you send two pallets, could be $1,000. If it's a full container, it could be, I don't know, $3,000 to $5,000. And then your taxes, if it's $10,000 of goods, 15% in GST, that's at least another $1,500.
So, and if there's a duty, and there's another 5% to 10%.
Yeah.
So, and a good customs broker can find a way to legally not to pay the duty, or will explain you exactly why you have to pay it. Mm. You know, not just, you know, you're gonna be sure that you're not just a tick in their revenue
on their balance sheet.
Yeah, on the balance sheet. Yeah, you need to make sure that you matter, that people actually, the customs brokers actually sit and understand what kind of product you bring into the country, and what are the rules and what are the costs around it.
Mm-hmm. The first way to check and select your customs broker is to go on the company's office website. That is a government website.
Well, basically to make sure that they exist.
Yes. So you want to make sure that it's not one man band sitting at home, but it's a registered company.
Why not? I mean, why is it so bad that it's only one man band?
Well, that's my personal view. I think it's important if you pay someone $5,000, and I'd like to be confident that they've got this person, that if he gets sick or she gets mm-hmm. away, or the person has to go on holiday urgently, something happens, an accident, there is, they have a backup, so they have to have a team. And yeah, it gives me more confidence if it's a registered company, they're based locally close to you, so you can visit their office if you want to. And coming back to the company's office, if they are registered on the company's website, you can check if this company is bankrupt or not. Because this company's office will display if the company is liquidated or is under the process being liquidated.
And how long did it been in operations for, right?
Yeah.
It will have a date they started. So you don't want to deal with a company which actually on its first or second year of operation. Mm. You want to choose someone who's more experienced. I would probably go for 5 years, and you probably go in for 10 years of operations. Right?
8 years is ideal for me.
8 years, okay.
How many years has this
company been? It fits your requirements, so we're good. Yeah. What else can you check to see if the company is legit?
By the way, if you've just joined us, feel free to ask any questions in the comments below. If you've got any personal tips or stories, how did you select your customs broker, or did you have any problems or issues, mistakes that you would like to share with us and maybe other people to avoid, please do that now. We'd appreciate that.
So how else, can you check that the company you are about to select for your or to clear your customs is a legit company? Is there any other way?
What do you mean? Give me an example.
Apart from company's office, how else can you check?
I can visit their office.
Maybe Google them, see if there's any negative publicity around them.
Yeah.
Because chances are they will be in some of the local papers. For example, we had good reasons for it. We've been in papers for maybe 5-6 times already. Mm. So if you Google us, you'll find a lot of publicity about us, and it will add confidence. Or in some companies, you will lose the confidence in this company.
So yeah, let's not talk about us, but that's an example about a recent news article about the company called Online Logistics. And it's not just one example. There were several examples where people were doing bad stuff, and they went to New Zealand Herald, and they went public. They told the story. The company took their one guy imported a luxury car, BMW, and they paid to a customs broker $5,000 in taxes and shipping fees, and then next minute they went bankrupt. So, and it was all over the news, and yeah, the guy, if he would do his proper due diligence, he wouldn't probably engage them.
The guys just lost their money?
Unfortunately, he did. So, he can probably chase the directors, but I don't think he'll be successful. So, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, so he needs to clear his car again, because he's not just lost his $5,000. He needs to clear the car again, because it's never been cleared. The company just pocketed the money and used it for something else while being liquidated. It could have been easily avoided by checking company's office website, or checking a website, or checking the web, you know? What would you call the first point?
So, company's office website.
Check company's office.
Yeah. And the second point we have lightly touched, that's read reviews on Google or social media, especially Facebook. You'd be surprised how many people leave all sorts of feedback. It's not just positive, but obviously it's much easier for people to share their negative feedbacks. And even in our case, one person left a funny feedback saying that he was upset that it took us more than half an hour to come back to this person. And yeah,
well, rest assured that it was not funny for us. We took it very seriously, and we will not let it happen again.
100%, right? Yes.
So yes, Google reviews is a great tool to check the feedback for the company, not just for if they exist or not, but there would be a good indication as well. So if the company has no reviews whatsoever, it means that they're probably not doing their job right,
or it's a new company,
or they're absolutely new. And if they have a lot of reviews, and these are lots of negative reviews, you can make your opinion about them and decide for yourself whether you want to work with them or not. So it's a great tool to assess the level of their service as well.
I would even take it to the next step. If I would engage a service provider and they want me to pay them $5,000 or $10,000 in taxes or freight services, I would copy their company website and then post it in some social groups. For example, on Facebook, there are plenty of groups where you have 10,000 members and surely at least some of them.
Do you have any examples of those groups?
Well, there would be a lot of these migrant groups, business groups. Just type your country name, where you're from, and then you find
there's a local group. There's a
group
about importers and exporters in New Zealand. There's a couple of groups, Auckland entrepreneurs.
Mm.
So chances are lots of those people will either be able to help you to choose right customs broker, or will give you some feedback about them.
Mm-hmm. We've got some tips written here, so we might lose contact with you. Be with us. We'll come back. What's the next step?
So second step would be check reviews, check feedback.
On social media.
Social media.
Yeah, social media. What else? If you... All right, yeah. Another very important and little known fact that a lot of freight forwarding companies and customs brokers in New Zealand, they don't employ their own customs broker. They outsource the service. Some companies even outsource customs clearance service to us, even some big companies. And the reason it's important for you as the exporter or importer, because if you work with a company that employs their own customs broker, the chances are that you'll get a faster reply and you can personally talk to this broker. You can engage them if you've got any urgent shipments after hours or over the
weekend. And also remember, if there's a middleman involved, then they will have to charge extra to get some money out of it as well. So you would be paying a bit more.
100%. Any other benefits working with a company that employs a customs broker?
Well, you can
meet this broker.
You can you can talk to a broker directly. And one of the other big issues is that many customs broker, they do not understand the product they actually clearing. I've been working with a lot of customs brokers in other companies, and I could see that they do their work just as a conveyor, you know. It's like they just do the same thing again, just not even going into the detail. They just using the pre-entered the fastest code they can find to clear the goods, and it's not always the right code. And lots of customs brokers do that. And when you meet your customs broker, and actually you need to do it, and even if you're working with a freight forwarding company, insist that you want to meet the customs broker, so to explain, so both of you on the same page, so he will explain you his concerns about the product, and you can ask all the right questions and ask, why do I have to pay the duty, or why do I don't have to pay the duty, or why do I have to clear it through MPI or like by security clearance or not? Is there a permit for the import? Is there treatment requirements for that type of product? What kind of treatment requirements? They might help you with all this useful information, and you will know what you're getting yourself into, especially when you are new to the business and you're bringing some new product which you never imported before, because it could be lots of expensive and nasty surprises you discover when the goods are here in New Zealand.
If you enjoy the content, please make sure that you share it with your friends, hit this like button, and the most important stuff is subscribe to our page, our channel, so you don't miss the next awesome video or interview with interesting people. So what's the third tip, Alex?
It would be
what were you talking about?
In-house customs broker.
Exactly. If you've got any other tips, feel free to post them in the comments below, or if you have any questions, ask them, we'll answer them live or later. All right, so what's the next tip? If you get a quote from a customs broker or any freight forwarding company for that matter, the quote that you see in the email, in many cases, is not going to be your final amount, because chances are, if you are the first time importer, you are a high risk for the government. Therefore, you will have a bigger chance to be inspected by the government, whether it's a customs or MPI by security. Therefore,
even though MPI doesn't really judge you on whether you're first or not, customs do, but MPI will assess the risk of the product bringing it into the country. So
what I'm saying is that you should allow, I would say, at least a couple of $100 just to be on the safe side. And if it doesn't happen, then hey, it's just a bonus for you. And I think it's just, it's how you run your business, and you should allow some budget extra for government inspections.
And that's where, again, a good customs broker can help you. So you discuss it with him and say, look, I'm going to import that piece of wood. What gonna be the cost for me to bring it? And a customs broker will explain it to you and will tell you that okay, there is a chance of MPI clearance, and it has to be treated, and preferably it has to be treated overseas because of the cost, because of the requirements, and if you bring it here and it's not treated, then you'll have to pay a New Zealand price for the treatment, and often 5-7 times more than in the country of export.
Mm-hmm. I've got an interesting question from Peter Baker, make my mouse work. Peter is asking, what languages does your team talk aside from English, of course?
We talk Russian, and one of our team members can speak Fijian as well.
So that's a bonus?
Yeah, so...
It's actually quite a good point. If you trade with China or trade with, I don't know, any other country, and it's important for you and it's easier for you to communicate in your native language, you may want to ask this company if they've got
a customs broker who speaks your language.
It doesn't have to be a customs broker, it could be any team member that speaks your native language.
Like when you go to a bank, right? So mm-hmm. when you go to a bank, it sometimes it's so confusing to understand all these different
paperwork,
and why do you have to sign here and here and there? So lots of people try to use. They always ask, "Oh, can I speak someone who speaks my language?" And chances are they will. And if it's important for you to communicate in your own language, and if it's not English, then yeah, definitely go for it. And I think there's plenty of customs brokers here in New Zealand who employ a diverse range of brokers, and they will speak any sort of language you can imagine. Mm.
So thanks, Peter. That's quite a good tip.
Yeah.
Any other things on your mind, Alex?
Well, we briefly mentioned that I can't stress enough how important it is to talk to a customs broker, because sometimes there are certain types of product that require a more deep, a special knowledge, like, for example, firearms. What firearms are you allowed to bring into the country? What firearms are you not? What kind of documents you need to have to clear the goods? So my other next advice would be to check if a customs broker is experienced in importing, or in clearing your type of product, your type of product. So,
for example, if you import firearms, right?
Yeah.
That's not a straightforward
shipment. A good thing would be to asking them if they have they also have other clients who are
in similar industries,
and if they experienced in that.
Mm.
We'll be honest, we don't deal, for example, we don't deal with live pets, right? And I will be very happy to pass you on to a person who is in a different company, but who's really, really good at importing live pets into New Zealand.
Mm.
And I wouldn't be taking live pets myself because I'm just lacking experience in that. So our other next advice would be check that your customs broker is experienced with clearing exactly your type of product.
How do we call it? So we'd call experience.
Experience.
Yeah. Oh, it's a hard word. It's a very long word. EXP. Experience. All right, thanks for joining us. I think it's better to wrap up. And if you have any other questions, feel free. Oh, actually, I'll give you another bonus tip. If you are a regular importer and you want to upgrade, you want to find another customs broker, or you want to see what's out there, maybe you want to shop around, see what kind of prices you can get out there. You can go to this freight forwarding company and say, hey, I import on a regular basis, and what can you do? If you're maybe a new client, you can, in our case, we offer new importers, well, not new importers, we offer new clients they've been importing, say, for a year or more on a regular basis. We offer them the first customs clearance for free, because obviously we're so confident in our service that we know you will come back to us, so we are happy to do the first customs clearance for free. And yeah, so if you mention this stock in the email, I'll make sure you get the first customs clearance for free.
Awesome.
How about that? All right, thanks.
Just spent a few dozen of our money. You know? It's like that was even unexpected for me as well. But yeah, we're really happy to do that.
All right, thanks for being with us. Make sure you join us again next week. Share it with your friends. Make sure you hit this like button, subscribe to our channel, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you very much.
Cool. Stay safe and don't spend anything extra that you don't want to spend.